After the deadly terrorist attacks in Paris last month, the French government has vowed to toughen its reaction to hate speech. Dozens of people have been arrested for hate speech and defending terrorism, leaving some to wonder if the crackdown on hate speech will compromise free speech. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Nearly 4 million people took to the streets of France in solidarity after the attacks against the magazine Charlie Hebdo. They carried signs saying, "I am Charlie," and waved pencils in support of freedom of expression. But since those attacks, nearly 100 people have been investigated either for condoning terrorism or inciting racial or religious hatred. One of them was controversial stand-up comedian Dieudonné Mbala Mbala, who was ordered to pay a $37,000 fine last Wednesday. The comedian has been prosecuted many times in the past for anti-Semitic speech. This time it was for posting, "I feel like Charlie Koulibaly," on his Facebook page. The prosecutor called the remark clear support for Amedi Koulibaly, the gunman who killed 4 people in a kosher market. Jacques Verdier is Dieudonné's lawyer.
My client is consistently denied the same freedom of expression that Charlie Hebdo magazine is granted. He is constantly hounded and harassed in his own country, which is why he said he feels like a terrorist.
In France, like in the United States, people are free to express their opinions. But in France, that freedom stops at racial or religious attacks on others. American attorney Christopher Mesnou practices law in France.
There are a few laws in France which restrict free speech on the basis of insulting different races and religions and ethnic groups. These laws really were inspired by the horrors of the Second World War, and in particular the Nazi Holocaust against the Jews.
But for France's nearly 6 million Muslims, Charlie Hebdo being allowed to insult Islam while the government cracks down on hate speech seems hypocritical. At a Paris shopping mall, 36-year-old Miriam Dudesh, who is Muslim, says she condemns the attack on the journalist who drew caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad, but she sees a double standard when it comes to free speech.
You know, in France, you cannot attack some religion, but they laugh about Islam. It's amazing. We are all the same. We are all human. Everybody needs respect, but the rules have to be the same for everybody.
Jean-Yves Camus, who studies political extremism, says some people are confusing hate speech with blasphemy, which was abolished as a crime after the French Revolution.
So you can really make fun in France of any religion. And this is what the Muslim community has to understand. We have this tradition, and we will stand by it.
People who would have been fined for hate speech before the attacks are now facing jail terms. One defense lawyer denounced what he called a collective hysteria gripping the nation. But Camus says Muslims have also been protected by hate speech laws. He says people must understand the difference between attacking a belief and attacking individuals.
You can say, for example, that you stand against Islam, but you cannot say anything negative about Muslims as a group.
Camus says while the French won't tolerate a kind of Patriot Act with government surveillance of citizens' private lives, they will accept stricter limits on freedom of speech to stop the spread of terrorist ideology. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.